Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the show Easy Living. With us today is Lisa Jones. She's here to talk about her job as a personal shopper. Thanks for joining the programme, Lisa.
I'm happy to be here.
So, tell us what you do as a personal shopper.
A personal shopper does a number of things. We're stylists, so we help people find the right clothes for their lifestyle. We also advise on what type of clothes to buy, which is based on body type as well as personal style. And we advise on how to take care of clothes, whether a type of clothing will shrink in the wash, or if it must be dry cleaned. We have to know everything you could possibly know about clothes.
Interesting. To be honest, I always thought personal shoppers were just assistants to the rich and famous. That's not really true anymore, is it?
No, it's not. There are personal shoppers who work for just one client, and they do a number of things, such as choose furniture and buy birthday gifts for their clients' loved ones, things like that. I actually work for a department store, so I meet with several clients on a daily basis.
How does that work exactly? Can anyone just make an appointment?
That's right. You ring up the shop or you can visit their website and you book an appointment. Appointments usually last for about an hour and a half. There's no extra fee for it, actually. I'm paid a percentage of the clothing they buy.
So you hope they buy a lot of clothes, yes?
My number one goal is that they leave the shop satisfied. I don't want to come over like a salesperson. There are other people in the shop with that role. If I seem that way, I'm not really doing my job. So my focus is on finding the right clothes for the right person.
How do you go about doing that?
As I said before, a person's body type is the biggest consideration. Many people buy clothes that don't fit properly. Because of my experience, I know what styles work best for that. I also try to learn about the client's lifestyle. Maybe they have a high-level executive position, but also like to socialise in the evenings, so they want clothes that work for both occasions. Others want casual clothes or outfits for different purposes.
Do you feel that a lot of people have trouble picking out outfits?
Some clients have a good idea of what they want and make sensible choices on their own, but they'd like a second opinion. Others are harder work. I've had women who insisted on buying certain colours that didn't work for their skin type and hair colour. I had to say, "Let's just try this on and tell me what you think." Once I'd got them into the right clothes, they were surprised at the difference it made.
Do you ever have men booking appointments?
More and more often, yes. I don't do appointments with men myself. We have another personal shopper for that department. He's quite busy, and from what I understand, there are easier things about choosing for men and more difficult things too. He explains that the men are usually more open to trying new things, but they don't have a clue about clothes. I think he's got his work cut out for him. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the show Easy Living. With us today is Lisa Jones. She's here to talk about her job as a personal shopper. Thanks for joining the programme, Lisa.
I'm happy to be here.
So, tell us what you do as a personal shopper.
A personal shopper does a number of things. We're stylists, so we help people find the right clothes for their lifestyle. We also advise on what type of clothes to buy, which is based on body type as well as personal style. And we advise on how to take care of clothes, whether a type of clothing will shrink in the wash, or if it must be dry cleaned. We have to know everything you could possibly know about clothes.
Interesting. To be honest, I always thought personal shoppers were just assistants to the rich and famous. That's not really true anymore, is it?
No, it's not. There are personal shoppers who work for just one client, and they do a number of things, such as choose furniture and buy birthday gifts for their clients' loved ones, things like that. I actually work for a department store, so I meet with several clients on a daily basis.
How does that work exactly? Can anyone just make an appointment?
That's right. You ring up the shop or you can visit their website and you book an appointment. Appointments usually last for about an hour and a half. There's no extra fee for it, actually. I'm paid a percentage of the clothing they buy.
So you hope they buy a lot of clothes, yes?
My number one goal is that they leave the shop satisfied. I don't want to come over like a salesperson. There are other people in the shop with that role. If I seem that way, I'm not really doing my job. So my focus is on finding the right clothes for the right person.
How do you go about doing that?
As I said before, a person's body type is the biggest consideration. Many people buy clothes that don't fit properly. Because of my experience, I know what styles work best for that. I also try to learn about the client's lifestyle. Maybe they have a high-level executive position, but also like to socialise in the evenings, so they want clothes that work for both occasions. Others want casual clothes or outfits for different purposes.
Do you feel that a lot of people have trouble picking out outfits?
Some clients have a good idea of what they want and make sensible choices on their own, but they'd like a second opinion. Others are harder work. I've had women who insisted on buying certain colours that didn't work for their skin type and hair colour. I had to say, "Let's just try this on and tell me what you think." Once I'd got them into the right clothes, they were surprised at the difference it made.
Do you ever have men booking appointments?
More and more often, yes. I don't do appointments with men myself. We have another personal shopper for that department. He's quite busy, and from what I understand, there are easier things about choosing for men and more difficult things too. He explains that the men are usually more open to trying new things, but they don't have a clue about clothes. I think he's got his work cut out for him. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.